You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
It's the latest instance of legislation targeting LGBTQ youth. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signing two bills. One makes it illegal to teach about sexual orientation and gender identity in grades K through 5. The other bans transgender health care for minors. Anyone who violates faces a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison.
It was just a private journey going on between me, my family, and my doctors.
The new legislation's made 15-year-old Harley Walker feel like she has no choice but to speak out publicly.
If I did stop my gender-affirming care, my physical outside would reflect on who I was inside. And that would, like, completely destroy me mentally and physically.
This is May the 2nd, 2022. That was an ABC news report from last month. And as they were talking about this judge in Alabama, Ivy, deciding that she was going to sign legislation outlawing puberty-blocking medications for minors, making it a felony, the uproar started from the left. Oh, my God, it's an assault on the LGBTQ community. It is not. It's a protection for children. Do you get it? Protection for children. Alabama is the second state to impose a ban on gender-affirming care for minors, and now the lawsuits have started. We're going to get into that in much more detail in the second hour because this is just starting. All of this, again, I remind you, is not to deny anyone if they and with their parents are involved in such a decision-making. Now, when the state decides it's not going to allow puberty blockers to be given to children, I don't know if there's going to be a qualifier needed that unless they have parental permission. Are you going to allow them to just go ahead and get it anyway? And making it a felony, of course, you got LGBTQ supporters saying, oh my God, it's going to hurt kids drastically. They want to transgender because doctors cannot give the care they're intended to give under their oath. That's kind of like Planned Parenthood doctors that carry out abortions. Their job is to take care of the patient. If their patient is carrying a baby, that would also be part of your job to protect the baby. But see, they find a way to walk around that, don't they? Second hour, we're going to spend a lot of time on protecting our children from being brainwashed into being a transgender, even if they're not really sure. And then making some major alterations to their body that will be very difficult to change going forward if they decide to in the future when they get smarter. And also we have CRT being pushed on them. And climate change disaster. Again, are they getting an education or an indoctrination? Dr. Ben Carson, retired neurosurgeon, admits he was a bad student. What changed for him? What would have been the outcome for Dr. Carson in today's environment? Also today, Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, talking about his disinformation board. My guest is lead investigative reporter for the National Pulse, Natalie Winters. She says this minister of truth appointed and glorified by Mayorkas has bags and bags of disinformation she created or she supported. Surprised? And what if I also told you that she is very anti-conservative and certainly anti-Trump? Are you again surprised? I know you're not. I know you're not. Speaking of Mayorkas, he's continuing to defend that he knows what he's doing when it comes to controlling illegals. You recall Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, asked him last week in congressional session, Where are the 42 terrorists that has been acknowledged were on our terrorist database? What happened to them? Where are they in the U.S.? Mayorkas said, I don't know. I don't have the stats for you right now. Well, over the weekend in an interview, he said, oh, we have them. We know them. We know where they are. We know where they are. We know. We got it. It's all completely in control. It's under control. Right. He also lies about the Biden administration and illegals. Is his disinformation director going to come target him and say, you're lying, Mayorkas? Do not hold your breath. But do stand by through the break. We are live on Rumble.com. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times
this is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let's talk about a different topic, which is what you are calling, your department is calling, the Disinformation Governance Board. You unveiled that this week. Republicans are calling it Orwellian and comparing it to the Ministry of Truth in the novel 1984. Can you clarify what exactly is this? What exactly will this Disinformation Governance Board do? Will it monitor American citizens?
Dan, I'm very pleased to do so. It's clear. I mean, those criticisms are precisely the opposite of what this small working group within the Department of Homeland Security will do. And I think we probably could have done a better job of communicating what it does and does not do.
See, there's your first disinformation. Is your minister of disinformation going to jump on you, Mayorkas, because you failed to communicate properly? If you didn't communicate it properly, then it must be disinformation. So there was Dana Bash of CNN and asking a legitimate question to Mayorkas. And, of course, he's saying, well, you know, maybe we miscommunicated because As she was saying, you've got Republicans and others are saying this is very Orwellian. That's 1984. I know many of you would recall what that is. I'm looking at a piece actually quoting Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, who was among those who described this board as Orwellian, and also pointing out that not only that, but there's a problem with the Minister of Truth that's being appointed. We're going to get into that in a lot more detail as we move forward. But Senator Johnson also said, first creating this board, and then the person they assign is a Democrat propagandist. He said they're probably two of the most egregious, I would say, effective pieces of disinformation, period. My guest later is going to give us a lot more background on the new Minister of Disinformation. She comes with bags and bags and bags of her own disinformation that she either created or she backed up and supported when she knew it wasn't the truth. But let's go back to Mayorkas and his interview over the weekend with CNN and NNN, talking about we need to compare to what's going on here, what the intent is, and where we have been, and the things that we're really going to be looking to deal with is you folks don't understand because we miscommunicated. Let's give him another chance here. Let's see.
I think we probably could have done a better job of communicating what it does and does not do.
So
the fact is that disinformation that creates a threat to the security of the homeland is our responsibility to address. Mm-hmm. And this department has been addressing it for years, throughout the years of the prior administration and an ongoing basis. Disinformation from Russia.
Whoops. He could not get through that entire piece without saying disinformation from Russia. He just absolutely had to put that in, didn't he? The so-called Russian collusion with Trump, remember how big that disinformation was? Well, of course, at the time, all the big tech companies and so-called mainstream media at that time were all buying into it. There was a Russian collusion story. There was a Steele dossier. There was all kinds of stuff. And then later, it turns out, the Steele dossier bought and paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. And one of Hillary's attorneys, Sussman, calling up a friend at the FBI and say, I've got something really important I need to share with you. Yeah, I'm doing it as a private citizen. I need to come talk to you about this. But I'm a private citizen. I want to help the FBI and our country. Now, he could have later said that the guy misunderstood on the phone, except he followed up with an email. That's why he's now facing perjury charges and pressure being put on him to roll over and identify everyone else involved in the so-called collusion. But here's Mayorkas. He could not get into much about disinformation without talking about, we have to worry about misinformation from Russia. You got to worry about misinformation from this administration and those who were trying to take control when Trump won. And why now suddenly? Why suddenly come up with a decision? Oh, they said they've been working on it for a month. I'm sure they probably had, because when the first word surfaced that Elon Musk might buy Twitter, breaking the monopoly and the control of the big tech companies, where they suddenly said, we can't let some of this stuff get out. Now, see, Twitter is able to ban Trump, which they did. So did Facebook. We're banned on YouTube from their videos right now, although we still have many posted. If you go to Larry Connors USA YouTube, you'll find many of those videos still posted. But we can't go live. That's why we're on Rumble.com. So if you're home and you're available, check out Rumble.com. Simply enter in there Larry Connors USA, and it'll take you down a page that has numerous previous programs. Go to the one marked live, push it, and you'll be right in studio with us. Glad to have you join us that way or continue listening. Many, of course, also watch it later than today because they can't watch right now. Glad to have you watching. I ran somebody over the weekend saying I enjoy watching you kind of back on TV. I said, well, in a way it is. But the whole idea of this disinformation thing, the germ of it started, and I'm probably wrong about that even, when I say when word began to come out that Musk was going to join the Twitter board and maybe try to get control or maybe even buy it. It probably started long before then because they were looking at a way, how do we shut down conservative talk radio? Even if we have mainstream or now state-controlled media and we have all the big tech on our side, what do we do about these guys that continue to get more and more attention? How do we silence them? Let me tell you and remind you again. This disinformation board, I don't care how you describe it, it's just another word for censorship, period. Now, as a conservative, independent, and some liberal views, I would never tell you that you should be censored and you should not be allowed to speak. I want you to speak. I want you to speak so I can offer you counterarguments if you're interested. But you don't want, oh, I say you, I'm not talking about this, no one preaching in the choir. But many on the left, they do not want to hear the other side. They're going to fight us every bit of the way. So you got Musk buying Twitter. And then since Trump got kicked off of Twitter and the big tech, then he started working on, what do I do? I'll come up, maybe I'll create my own. That's where they came up with Trump Social. I've tried to enter it a couple times. I get on, that gets knocked out. They're still having tech issues, or maybe it's my computer. But I do know that Devin Nunes, California Republican legislator, left that job to take on setting up this Trump Social platform. And he was talking about how that is going to play against this disinformation governing board that the Biden administration wants to have so they can control even those that they can't control by their other forms of operations.
Our goal, and President Trump's goal, was to give the American people their voice back. And that's what we've done. And there's no big tech tyrant that can take us down. And so that's why I think it's so Orwellian, so dystopian, something that you only see in dictatorships, that now they're going to set up some type of disinformation board. I mean, I think that's a direct attack on what we are doing at True Social, because we can no longer be canceled.
Yeah, you can't cancel them. But they might come up with some kind of congressional control, and if they win 2022 and they keep the House and Senate, they will. So do not take 2022 for granted. It should be a Republican landslide, but do not take it for granted. Make sure you're out there doing that and protecting it. But with that in mind, Mayorkas again insists that all we're trying to do is protect freedom.
It works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, the connectivity between threats and acts of violence, are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties, the right of privacy. And the board, this working group, internal working group, will draw from best practices and communicate those best practices to the operators, because the board does not have operational authority.
Will American citizens be monitored?
No.
Guarantee
what,
that.
Well, so what we do, we in the Department of Homeland Security don't monitor American citizens.
You don't, but will this board change that?
No. The board does not have any operational authority or capability.
And yet it's in the Department of Homeland Security. And this disinformation, like Jen Psaki the other day, see, they're having a really hard time getting on the same page on describing this thing. Jen Psaki, wasn't she, I don't know if today or last week was her last day at the White House. I haven't even bothered to check. She is leaving and going to one of the cable outlets, CNN, NNN, or MSNBC. I don't really care. She's been their front person since she's been at the White House anyway. But last week, she defended it, saying we're trying to combat disinformation on issues related to COVID-19 and elections. That's COVID-19 and elections. And what was disinformation about COVID-19? If you didn't buy into whatever they told you to. What was disinformation about elections? If you didn't accept the last election. To that extent, Hillary Clinton has yet to concede that she lost 2016. Stacey Abrams in Georgia yet to concede that she lost in the governor's race. There's disinformation. But you just heard Mayorkas say, no, we're not interested in that. We're interested in trying to find things that tie each other together and then result in some kind of action. Well, I don't care how you describe it. Again, Nunez says is not going to happen with us. And that minister of truth they appointed, nasty person.
We're going to protect our users from this new phony government disinformation service. And the fact that they would use some D-rated TikTok star that is the queen of disinformation herself on the Russia hoax and the laptop from hell to head this up is really the height of hypocrisy that's so unbelievable. I've spent so much time in Washington, I don't think I've ever seen something so ridiculous. But the good thing is we are going to protect our users on our platform. They're not going to be canceled, and they're not going to be censored for political speech. So, I know they may want to do it, and they're going to use the Department of Homeland Security to do it, but we're not going to tolerate it.
Oh, I'm sorry, former Representative Nunez. You still didn't get it. You didn't hear Mayorkas say, we will not infringe on Americans. We will not spy on Americans. That's not our job. Our job is to let illegals into the country. No, but for the disinformation campaign, we're not going to do anything like that. Anything. Well, as I said, Mayorkas was making all these statements while with Dana Bash on CNN and NNN. She raised a question, which, again, I always give praise, even to opponents, when they do things right. You want to hear the question she asked and the response when we continue.
Run, 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 little railroad. When their backs are turned, run, 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 little railroad. When their backs are turned,
run, 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 little railroad.
Get out of their sight.
When the engine turns, then you gotta move on, and
you gotta move on at night.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I believe that this working group that gathers together best practices, makes sure that our work is coordinated, consistent with those best practices, that we're safeguarding the right of free speech, that we're safeguarding civil liberties, I think is an extraordinarily important endeavor.
All right, that's Mayorkas again repeating what he wants to do. Now, the question, what if Trump decided to do the same thing? That's the question that Dana Bash was asking. And that question, here's the response.
Republicans are criticizing your decision, the administration's decision, to choose Nina Jankowicz to lead this disinformation board. They say she is not somebody who is neutral. Your response?
Eminently qualified, a renowned expert in the field of disinformation. Absolutely so.
Well, that was still a different question. She did ask about the new minister of truth, and he said he's absolutely supporting her. But the question had been asked by Dana Bash that what if Trump did this? And he again insists that, well, that's not our intent. It's we're trying to worry about connections that lead to violence. Riddle me this. So would you be talking about what Black Lives Matter and Antifa did via various social accounts that they had, advising police are coming down here, here's where we go next? So would that count? Or are you just going to look at conservatives and the far radicals, which none of us want to have anything to do with, proud white boys or whatever the hell they want to call themselves? Is that what you're trying to tell us? In Ukraine right now, they are cracking down on anyone suspected of aiding Russian troops under laws enacted by Ukraine's parliament, which you should be able to understand, right? Anybody that has been helping and working with Russian troops could face up to 15 years in prison. Not all Ukrainians, of course, oppose the invasion, especially around the Donbas region. So they're now making lists. When any government starts making a list, that can be a very bad outcome, bringing those on the list. I don't care if it's a disinformation board governing and led by the Biden administration or in Ukraine. But in Ukraine, it's clearly understandable why. They are at war at that point. We should have a list here of all of the terrorists that we've let into the country through immigration. Oh, we do. We're going to get into that in the next hour. Where are they? Well, last week, Mayorkas, so I don't have the facts. He still doesn't. He's not going to take a chance of perjuring himself in front of Congress. And we should be making a list of all those involved in violent acts. The burning, the looting, the arson, the killing, the murders on the streets in the name of social justice or police reform or some other nonsense like that. But the thing that Mayorkas was being asked here at the end, this person that you picked to head up this group, she has a lot of baggage. Nina Jankowicz. She was a fellow with the Wilson Center, a liberal group, and confirmed last Friday that she was going to be leaving her position and going to be saying, as she said, cat's out of the bag. I'm going to maintain the department's commitment to protecting free speech, privacy, civil rights, civil liberties. Read that as to, I'm going to be defending what I consider free speech, privacy, civil rights, civil liberties. But we're not done with her. She needs a closer inspection. And I've got a guest coming up who has some excellent material and background on who this woman is, what she's done in the past, and the past is certainly telling us what will happen in the future. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden costs. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, we, when we are live, are also live streaming at rumble.com. Since YouTube didn't like what we were doing and shut us down, we're now on rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, simply enter in the search engine, Larry Connors USA, all one word, Larry Connors USA, and then go on that page, go down to where it says live, push live, and you're in the studio with us. Glad to have you. The National Pulse is a news and investigative website found originally as a political campaign blog back in 2016 and eventually became a news site and a podcast in early 2010. It is not supported financially through any corporate donations nor any government funds. I tell you that because I always want you to know the source of some of the folks I have on so you can check it out yourself and verify. I always tell you, feel free to verify and question anything I have. Don't take anything I say just for fact. Check it yourself. That's what we're all about here. And we're also about freedom of speech, which brings us to the fact that this disinformation coordinating board is going to be held and, I should say, ruled by a minister of truth, which is far from the truth. My next guest has more details. She is the lead investigator for the National Pulse, Natalie Winters. Natalie, welcome aboard.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I tell you, I'm impressed with what I saw you pull up. We all knew a lot of stuff on her, but some of the things you get into immediately about Jankowicz, you say basically is a former disinformation fellow at the party government-funded Wilson Center, and even advised the Ukrainian government as recently as 2016. But she's also one of the ones, as you say, immediately dismissed and just would not say anything bad about the Bidens or Hunter Biden, the laptop, so forth and so on. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I think for starters, it's important to remember that I think most of our issues with this, you know, disinformation governance board that's being housed at the Department of Homeland Security, before you even get into the personnel, I think it's the principle behind it, right? The belief that there are people who are smarter than your average American, and frankly, the same people who are paying Nina Jankowicz's new salary, that we need some, you know, overlord that can dictate what is the truth to us on a host of issues. So I think the board in and of itself, even when you, you know, fail to look at who's actually on it, just the creation of it, I think we should take offense as, you know, Americans who can think for ourselves.
I agree. And we spent the first half of this hour talking about the creation and how many are saying this is 1984 Orwellian. And Mayorko saying, oh, no, no, we're not going to do any spying on Americans. And we're just trying to keep this information from getting out there. Well, Jen Psaki said the purpose of the board had nothing to do with separating any fear mongering on a Twitter and actual action. She said, we're fighting against disinformation about elections and COVID. They don't know what they're doing.
The funny thing is, you know, they love the term disinformation. 9 times out of 10, they seem to attach, you know, Russian in front of it.
Right.
But in reality, it's a highly politicized term that there is a lot of objectivity to, a lot of facts that, you know, one side says is true, the other side says is false. So I think the really egregious part, and what at the end of the day it comes down to, where you know that this board, you know, principles, the problematic principles aside, is that it's not about disinformation, it's about partisanship and narrative enforcement, is that they appointed probably, I think, one of the most partisan individuals in the history of political appointments at the Department of Homeland Security to run it. And specifically, I think if you just look at her track record on disinformation itself, on these so-called conspiracy theories, you can see right there where her ideology lies, where her partisanship lies. She's, I would say, one of the loudest voices, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's testifying before Congress, whether it's doing her own live streams and interviews, media hits, that has routinely downplayed, and not just downplayed, I think that's an understatement on my part, but completely dismissed any connection between the Biden family and Burisma, and more precisely and more recently, the Hunter Biden hard drive, basically just dismissing it as a conspiracy theory, as Russian disinformation, as a form of election meddling. She tweeted that she was actually pleased, that's a direct quote, that a Facebook communications official shared on Twitter that they would be limiting the spread of stories about Hunter Biden's hard drive on their platform. So she was celebrating that publicly. And I always say with these, you know, very radical, you know, lefty types, you know, they tell you, they say the quiet part out loud. So she's probably infinitely more radical than her Twitter lets on. But this is someone who, because of her politics, and you can see in the other discourse she has, focuses on, you know, how the internet in its entirety is sexist and homophobic and bigoted, every word in the book.
Well, in fact, she's basically saying that if you mock Kamala Harris, you're a national security threat.
Yes, and I think what's really interesting about the intersection between her history, she recently wrote a book about how it's apparently hard to be a woman on the internet. That's something that I didn't know, but after reading a couple chapters from her book, I learned.
Did you get scared?
I got very scared. But I think there's an interesting correlation, because I think around 2016 and a little before, even more on the culture war side of things, it seemed that attacks, like very ad hominem attacks, oh, you're racist, oh, you're sexist, oh, you're bigoted, you're transphobic, you know, whatever the word of the day was, that was what they used to use to silence speech. And I think now, I think most Americans kind of got fed up with that. I think that's part of the reason we saw, you know, Trump win in 2016, because people were tired of this cancel culture, this kind of social justice infusion into our culture. So I think the kind of new iteration of this attempt to silence people that the left disagrees with now comes in a more institutionalized version in the form of, oh, well, what you're saying is disinformation. So I think it's interesting that she has a background in a lot of these ad hominem attacks and is a, you know, far left kind of culture ideologue in that sense, because I think there is an overlap. And I think it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, is that, as we know, anyone with a brain can see, this isn't about disinformation, but it's about enforcing a certain narrative on whether the issue is Russia and Ukraine, which is what they say, or immigration, you name it.
You're listening to lead investigator of the National Pulse, Natalie Winters. And by whatever word or phrases you want to try to describe it, censorship is still censorship. But again, you mentioned her prior activities, even before Hunter Biden and the laptop. She was one of the ones that was pushing the Steele conspiracy dossier, I should say, and that, yes, the Russians did help Trump collude to win. All of that has been put aside. The Hunter laptop in particular, finally 18, 19 months after it was first broken by the New York Post and Twitter shut them off their platform, and the others did too, they have come forward, even the Washington Post acknowledging, yeah, the laptop is real, the emails are real, and there's some things that need to be examined here. Would she now disqualify them as being accurate?
Well, that's what's so funny. And again, it goes back to just the unbridled partisanship of this individual. But it's not even, you know, oh, she's just a hardcore Democrat. She has repeatedly kind of gone to bat for some of the people that should be under the highest form of scrutiny, i.e. the Biden family, Kamala Harris. I mean, this is someone who in her old sort of blog, newsletter type a website that she used to run, she once wrote an article talking about how she thought that Vladimir Putin was actually writing Trump's talking points.
Yeah.
So this is someone who the stories and falsehoods and actual conspiracy theories, and I use that in the truest sense, that she peddles, those meet the mark for disinformation. But yes, and she hasn't apologized or walked back any of her statements. She really only seems to be kind of doubling down. And I think it's very interesting that you see Mayorkas and other administration kind of higher level officials doubling down publicly and defending the board. And I also think, too, the kind of buried lead of all this is that this board is housed at the Department of Homeland Security, which is a law enforcement style agency,
right,
that has all the resources that it needs. And remember, it was not too long ago that the DHS put out a very, very concerning bulletin, basically identifying people,
parents,
who even dared to question the origins of COVID-19, people who were skeptical of COVID-19 vaccines, as domestic terrorists.
And parents who show up at school board meetings.
Exactly. So it's all part of a broader thing where they want to play with the definitions of what domestic terrorists are and what disinformation is, to confuse you, frankly, so you feel like you need a disinformation oversight board because, you know, you live in such a crazy world. But in reality, it's all about narrative enforcement.
Yeah,
and it's all about, I think they really see how they've been slipping in their ability to enforce the narrative.
I agree. I want to thank you very much for your time, Natalie Winters, lead investigator for the National Pulse. Because it's all about censorship. That's what it comes down to. We on the right, I don't want to censor anyone. I'm for freedom of speech. You say what you want, as long as you're not hateful and inciting. Thank you very much, Natalie. We'll do it again.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Coming up, some things hidden behind the scenes with Hunter Biden. Hey, let's do lunch at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. That's right. Cafe Napoli 3, now open for lunch and Sunday brunch. So let's plan lunch or Sunday brunch at Cafe Napoli in St. Charles. Of course, you always get great food and service at each Napoli location, Clayton, Town and Country, St. Charles. But let me remind you again, for lunch or Sunday brunch, Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I thank again Natalie Winters with the National Pulse. She is their lead investigator, talking about how this disinformation governing board is obviously it's counterfeit, and it's also counteractive to pro-democracy. It's what you want if you want to control things. And if you tell, you remember this quote, you remember the quote from, I think it's Goebbels of Hitler, tell people the story, same story over and over again, pretty soon they began to just simply accept it. Well, that's what Joe Biden has been doing when it comes to dealing with his son, Hunter. And where's the disinformation minister of truth going to fall on this one? Maybe if he doesn't put it on big tech, well, then they're not going to worry about it. Is that it? I mean, you can lie to the American public in an interview, and that doesn't fall into disinformation. It did if you're on the other side all the time. I've got a piece here in front of me that a writer for Getter composed about numerous times that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have been connected, and yet deflections and claims constantly that they're not linked in any family business or anything else like that. The 12 instances indicating where Joe and this team have lied. Those White House visitor logs showing Joe Biden meeting with Hunter's business partner in 2010. 26 additional records showing Hunter's business partner visiting the White House to meet with members of Joe Biden's staff. White House Press Secretary Saski asked about it, and she dismissed it as, well, that's from 10 years ago. Really? But that's how you're going to try to get out from under the rock this time? And, of course, Biden saying, I've never spoken to my son about his business overseas dealings at any point. And yet he stood there at one time clearly saying, I told this Burisma guy, he said, if you guys don't stop investigating Burisma, I told this Ukrainian inspector at the time, he said, if you don't stop it, then I can withhold billions of dollars from your economy. And I'm going to get in a plane and leave in 30 minutes. If you don't stop it, then I'm not going to give you the money. And he said, by God, they stopped the investigation. What do you mean you never get involved in your son's business dealings? Margot Cleveland with the Federalist put out a great piece today. It talked about how the Hillary Clinton campaign cannot hide 38 documents from the special counsel. She's talking about the documents made public last week by the Federal Election Commission. And it reveals now the Hillary Clinton campaign payments to Fusion GPS to dig up the dirt on Donald Trump were not treated as legal expenses. Now, these documents would show all this effort to try to hide behind attorney-client privilege. Don't hold water. You can't do it. If you didn't treat it as legal, then you can't hide behind that. So Special Counsel Durham's team wants all those documents provided in court for the judge to assess in camera, which means he would do it in his chambers, no one else involved. But this week, the court's to hear oral arguments on the special counsel's motion and decide which of the 38 documents must be turned over. Remember, all of these activities taking place about the Russian collusion, the Steele dossier, funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. And the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, fined both of them a total of more than $100,000 for what they spent in 2016 on that kind of campaign. But again, they were all claiming, it was just, it got misreported, misconstrued. I know they're going to stick to their story. I know that, and you know that. They're not going to give you the truth on anything about it. But is this minister of disinformation? Are they going to jump in on something like that? If I put out a tweet, well, I can't. Tweet's not a big deal now. But on Facebook or something else like that, or if I start saying there's pretty good evidence here that Biden's been lying, Hillary's been lying, and Sussman might be able to nail them both. Now, are they going to come say, Larry, that's disinformation? Well, first of all, I could say it's my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. But secondly, you'd ban me under your current theory of what you're running simply because you didn't like what I said. Not a matter of if it's fact or not. You don't like it, then it must be disinformation. I remind you again. That's just another word for censorship. Do not be fooled by it. Unfortunately, many will be, thinking, oh, things will be better now. We'll get more accurate news from the big tech and state-controlled media. Maybe from Twitter. Maybe from Donald Trump's Truth Society. Coming up in the next hour, I want to focus on your children and your grandchildren, protecting them, because they're under constant assault by those who want to push them into transgender and or CRT and else. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.